Chapter 31. Alagai Sharak. I'm moving before I realize what I'm doing, reflex taking the conscious decision from me. The fallen warrior is still thrashing under the sand demon's teeth and claws as I scoop up his dropped spear and throw. The piercing wards on its tip punch through the clay demon's armor, and it collapses, the weapon deeply embedded in its carapace. The fruit seller runs on, oblivious to what happened behind her. The sand demon looks up from the Chi Sharum's bloody body, but I rush it with my shield, pinning it as I draw my Hanzar. Again and again I stab, the cutting wards on the blade sucking at the demon's magic to power the attack. A bit of that energy runs, tingling up my arms, and I feel a rush of strength and vitality. My forearm is a blur, spraying hot ichor across my chest as I cut new wounds faster than the demon can heal. The other warrior is fighting for his life as I pounce on one of the sand demons circling him. Gone are the careful forms we learned in Sharaj. With magic pumping hot in my veins, my attack is pure animal fury. I yank on one of its horns with my shield hand, the curved Hanzar a talon I rake across the Corling's exposed throat. I keep pulling as ichor pours from the wound and the creature thrashes, choking on it. The hesitation costs me as demons drop from the walls all around me, circling in with low growls. They swarm the warrior I tried to save, pulling him down like a pack of dogs. If there was any doubt left about the demon's purpose, it is gone now. They've stopped feeding, stopped chasing the fleeing civilians. They are fixated on one thing and one thing only. Me. I'm dead. The thought breaks me out of the berserk rage that had overcome me. Perhaps I deserve it. The warriors dead in the maze last night. Everyone slaughtered tonight, all of it is my fault. Just as with my friends on the Borough Tor. Whatever Fort Crasia is facing, they're facing because of me. But with the guilt comes anger. Anger at the demons. Anger at being born different. At having enemies before I emerged from between my mother's legs. I bang the hilt of the knife on my shield like a beta in the maze. Come on then! If I'm going to die, I'm taking some of you with me. The demons shriek in response, and one launches itself at me, racing with blinding speed. I set my feet, ready to catch it with my shield and put my knife between its eyes. I never get the chance. A spear punches into the demon's side, dropping it hard to the cobblestone street. I look up and see Chadan rushing in after it, ploughing through the demons with the forbidding of his shield. He is point in an inverted V of screaming Nisharum, charging in formation with shields locked. Fasik and Gorvan, Thivan and Conin, Montidar, Rekaj, Menin, and dozens I don't even recognize. Students of all bloods and classes, violating the drill master's orders to come to my aid. Some carry knives and spears scavenged from fallen warriors, but many have only their shields and their courage. I swallow the lump in my throat and pin the fallen sand demon with one sandal as I tear the spear from its body. Chadan takes the spear from the remains of the warrior behind me, and Gorvan takes his knife. Fasik takes the knife the dying Chi Sharum never managed to finish drawing. We form a circle, eyes outward, as the demon horde continues to grow. Everon is watching, Chadan shouts. Make him proud, warriors of Marja! The Corlings charge, but we lock shields, bracing as they slam into the forbiddance, then shoving forward to reflect the attack at them, throwing the demons back. Those with weapons strike during the press, sending a number of the demons stumbling away, shrieking and dripping ichor. The wounds begin to close as soon as our weapons pull free of their flesh, but some of my brothers get their first taste of demon feedback magic. I see it crackle through their auras like lightning. Find weapons, I shout as the demons regroup. Most of us lock shields again, but a few of the boys scatter, searching the terrain and the bodies of the fallen for anything they can use. Menin finds a wheelbarrow, smashing the edge of his shield through the thick wooden handles to produce a pair of clubs. One of the Greenblood Nisharum finds a rusty awl and takes the clubs, cutting crude bludgeoning wards onto the jagged ends.
"Will that work?"
Parkote asks, taking a club.
"We'll know soon enough."
Menin swings the other back and forth, trying to get a feel for its balance. Again, the demons charge, jaws slavering as they lunge at me. They are not so far gone that they ignore the other enemies, but the press is tightest around me.
"Courage, brother."
Chadan stands shoulder to shoulder with me, and we move together like dancers, lifting the foe with our shields and stabbing underneath with our spears. Sand demon armor is weakest about the abdomen, and our spearheads punch through their hearts in almost identical blows, casting them back into the press, thrashing in their death throes. Menin swings his club, and the wards cut into it flare, bashing a clay demon's head down onto the cobbles. The blow isn't enough to do more than stun the heavily armored creature, but Parkote hits it next, and the impact wards on his club send the creature tumbling head over heels away from them. Armed with only a knife, Fasik doesn't have the reach of a spear or club, but each time his blade drinks of a demon's magic, the small, swift boy grows faster, fiercer. He severs a sand demon's paw, then blinds a clay demon with a quick slash across its eyes. The calling falls back, shrieking, and Gorvan, who has lashed his knife to the end of a sturdy awning pole, impales it with the makeshift spear. Not all my brothers fare so well. Rekaj managed to secure a fallen warrior's spear, but his conservative way of fighting, leaning heavily on defense while he awaits the perfect opening to attack, costs him when a sand demon stands on its hind legs, swatting at his shield instead of charging fully. He catches the first two blows, but is hesitant to retaliate. A lash of the demon's tail sweeps his legs, and before he can recover, it tears out his throat. Conan, who warmed me at night and mumbled prayers in his sleep, gets his shield in place to stop the head slam of a clay demon, but he isn't strong enough to absorb the impact and is knocked onto his back. He kicks at the demon's armored snout, the last thing he should have done. He does more damage to his heel than the calling, and it responds by biting off his foot. Fasik gives a cry and tackles the demon away from his friend, stabbing it repeatedly as they tumble across the cobbles. I can already see it will be too late for Conan, whose aura is dimming rapidly as he screams and clutches the spurting stump of his leg. I want to help, but there is little I can do. Chadan and I fight back to back now against three demons, barely holding our own. Armed with only a shield, Thivan charges in, knocking one of the demons into another. Chadan takes the opportunity to stab into the tangle, and one of the sand demons does not rise. The other springs at Thivan, catching the edge of his shield with a hooked talon and pulling it aside. I throw my spear, taking the demon down before it can kill my brother, but it leaves me with only the Hansar on my belt as the third sand demon comes at me. Like the one that attacked Rekaj, the demon is smart enough not to throw itself at my shield. It stands and bats with its powerful paws instead. The blows are almost too fast to follow, and I block as much on instinct as intent. I'm ready for the swipe of its tail, hopping back, but I lose my footing, slipping on the bloody cobbles. My shield is out of alignment as the demon leaps, but as I land on my back, I curl a leg and kick out, holding the demon at bay for a moment as it scrabbles at the edge of my shield. I fumble, blindly, hand at last closing about the hilt of the Hansar strapped to my healing satchel. I pull it free and slash along the demon's belly, opening it up like dissecting a frog in Gatherer's University. It thrashes for a moment before Chadan and Thivan skewer it with their spears. There is a moment to draw breath, and I glance around. A dozen Nisha Rûm lie still and cold in the street. But so do as many demons. Those of us that remain have auras bright with strength and seething with anger. Blood and ichor spatters all of our skin, and almost everyone has a weapon of some kind, dripping ichor. I walk to Conan's body, dropping to one knee as I reach out a shaking hand to close his wide, staring eyes. I draw a ward in the air above him. Everam guide you on the lonely path, brother. I stand, looking down at him. If I hadn't interceded, if I hadn't broken the rules of Shiraj, he and Fasik would have been cast from the training ground weeks ago. They would be kafit, but Conan would be alive. All the fallen would be alive, if not for me. Did the Maja read the prophecy wrong? What if I am not their savior, but their doom? Chadan steps close, laying a hand on my shoulder. It isn't your fault, brother. This was the Alagai's doing, not yours. Conan died with glory on Alagai talons because of you. His bones will be taken to Sharik Hora, interred with honor among our ancestors. The words are more comforting than I expect, but I know Conan and Rekaj are only the beginning. This isn't over. No, Chadan agrees, setting his feet and putting up his shield. Nisha Rûm, to me. My brothers and I form around the Nika and begin a steady advance down the street, picking up stragglers and growing in strength as we go. We follow the shrieks of demons that have gone in search of easier prey and find Alagai and Greenbloods both. The Qin come out of hiding as we drive back the demons, falling behind our line as we continue the press for the entrance to the Undercity. There are dozens of them, cowering behind us as we make it to the gate and find a scowling Drillmaster Cheekka waiting.